Good morning, good day, good afternoon, greatness. You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, and I'm your host, Antonio Landers Thompson, King Tunes. And if you're out there saying, you know what, I need someone to come alongside of me to help me coach, or you're looking for a speaker, reach out to me. But the topic we are focusing on this week is the power of agreement. The power of agreement. Now, before I go on, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you so much. You know, a couple of days ago, I started to think about this again, the agreement. Now, to tie in with this topic this week, there's a book called The Four Agreements, and some of you may have read the book. The book is by Don McGill Ryus. The Four Agreements. And in The Four Agreements, it says, be impeccable with your words is number one. Number two, don't take anything personal. So don't take anything personal. And number three, don't make assumptions. And number four, always do your best. Agreements. Now, I went online and I said, let me look at some definitions of what agreement or agreements are. When you hear the word agreement, I wonder what comes to your mind. What comes to your mind when you hear the word agreement? Because this week we're talking about the power of agreement. Here's the definition of agreement. Harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling, a position or result of agreeing. Negotiation, agreement between two parties. What also came to my attention is when the word agreement is like-minded, meaning that when me and you are in agreement, or two people are in agreement, we have that same mindset. Agreement also means to endorsement. It's a settlement. Agreement also is like a contract. And every day of our lives, you know, we hear the saying that we are the sum total of the choices that we make every day. But I want you to know today that your life is the sum total of the agreements that you make every day. That your life is a reflection of the agreements you make every day of your life. When you sum up all of your life from birth to now, you know, there's some things you didn't have in birth. You couldn't decide what pampers or diapers you were going to wear. You didn't decide what milk you were going to wear. But even as you start to develop as a child and you made your own decisions on certain foods you want to eat, maybe certain friends you want to be with, or certain places you want to go. And as you get older, you became more independent and you start making your own decisions. What type of business you want to start, where you want to work, where you want to live, probably what country you want to live in, probably what school you want to go to, what university, who you want to marry, who, what cycles you want to be in. All of these decisions, all of these agreements that you make every day of your life is a reflection where you are today. Now, all of us in life, we have made some good agreements and we have made some bad agreements. But I want you to pause for a minute. I don't know if you ever thought about that your life is a reflection of the agreements you made every day of your life. Just think about that. That your life, my life, our lives, we are a manifestation, a reflection of the decisions we make every day. Our lives are a reflection of the agreements we make every day of our lives. I made an agreement today that after this podcast, I'm going to go for a run. That agreement that I decide to run for years and years and years, it has given me great health. I have an agreement that regardless if it's raining or shining, every day I'm going to motivate, inspire, and help people to become all what they wanted to be. That is my agreement. My agreement is that every day, regardless if it's raining or shining, the best and the greatest day in the world to be alive is the day because God loves me and He loves you. I came to that agreement that I'm going to enjoy life every day. Some days I don't feel like enjoying life, but I say to myself, I'm going to enjoy life. I have a question for you today. This is the coaching question for all of the listeners out there today. What agreement or agreements that you have made to yourself? What agreements or agreement that you have made to yourself? You see, whatever agreement that you make, it might not be true to me, but whatever agreement you made to yourself, it is your truth and it becomes your reality. You see, the sky can be blue. And the truth is that the sky is blue. But you can say the sky is five or many more colors. That don't change the fact whatever the sky is. But if whatever you believe is true to you, that is the agreement you came to and that becomes your reality. What agreements that you have made to yourself that don't line up with who you are? There are some agreements in our lives based on where we were born, the home that we were raised in, the culture that we were raised in, the schools that we were raised in. There are some agreements in our lives that don't line up with truth. But we have accepted those agreements, and those agreements, it is true to us, and because it's true to us, it became our reality. You might accept the agreement that, you know what? I was in an accident. It affected probably my speech, so I can't speak no more. I can't walk no more. I can't have my business no more. You might have come into the agreement where, you know what? I went through a divorce. I'll never find love again. You might come into agreement where your best friend did something dishonest to you. And you say to yourself, I will never trust somebody again. You might be in agreement based on how you were raised that you have problems with somebody because of the color of their skin. You might have problems with somebody because of their education. You might have problems with somebody because of the country that they were raised in. You might have problems with people who have great wealth. We have all of these agreements that there's some agreements that we have that is not really true. And it affects us. What agreements that you have that may be a lie? You see, here's the agreement. You were born to be a lion. But the agreement that you have is that you're a sheep. So all your life, you live being a sheep because you hang around sheep and all you saw was sheep. People told you you're a great sheep, but deep down inside of you, it was a lion. It's a lion waiting to roar out and conquer the jungle because the lion is the king of the jungle. But the agreement that you have came to is that you are a sheep. Now, guess what? Even though you are a lion, the agreement that you came to say that you are a sheep, and that became your truth, and because that became your truth, that became your reality, and you are living a life as a sheep when you should be living a life as a lion. You may have been called to be an eagle, to fly and soar into the clouds, go beyond the horizon, do things that someone maybe has never done before. Called to be a great leader, a leader of excellence. But all your life, you were told that you're a pigeon, that you're a chicken, and all you hang around were chickens and pigeons. And there's nothing wrong with a chicken, and there's nothing wrong with a pigeon. It's just that a chicken and a pigeon mentality is totally different from an eagle. And you accepted the agreement and you said to yourself, I'm a bird, but I'm a chicken, I'm a pigeon. That became your agreement, that became your truth, and that became your reality. And you're living a life as a chicken, and you're living a life as a pigeon, and you're not living the life as an eagle, because the agreement you came to yourself is that you're a chicken or a pigeon. The agreement that I came to myself growing up in the Bahamas, the agreement that I came to myself, I said to myself, and you heard this over and over again, that I am a C student. That became my reality. That manifests. And all through grade school, probably grade 3, 4, when I made that decision up to grade 12, I lived the reality out of the agreement that I am a C student. Today, I want to challenge you. What agreements have you made or decide? If that agreement that you have made is making you live a below average life, if that agreement that you made is not helping you tap into your potential, discover your purpose, and become all what you were born to be, if that agreement that you made is not allowing you to tap into and release your greatness, then that agreement is not who you are. Agreements, a contract, a mindset, a covenant, a deal, an understanding, a bond, an arrangement. Look deep inside yourself today and ask yourself, what agreements are you living by? Because the agreements that you might be living by may be a lie. It might be less than what you were designed and created to be. Also, when you have a chance, read the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Number one, be impeccable with your words. Number two, don't take anything personal. Number three, don't make assumptions. Number four, always do your best. But here's the agreement I want to remind you who you are today. That you are success. That you are greatness. That you are purpose. That you are destiny. That there's no secret to your success, that there's a wealth of greatness inside of you. You are the captain of your ship and the master of your destiny. That's the agreement. That is the agreement of who you are today. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, and you are listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. And remember, the best, I mean the best, the very, very, very best, and the greatest day to be alive is today. Today, continue to tap into your potential and release your greatness. And today, remember, your agreement is that you were born to be a lion. You were born to be an eagle. You were born to soar and go beyond the horizon. Tap into your potential today and become all what you were designed to be. What agreement or agreements have you come to? What agreements in your life that you are living out today? Remember, your life is the sum total of the agreements you make every day. Blessings.